Welcome to the Canadian Whiskey Awards, where the most devoted whiskey connoisseurs sniff and sip their way through dozens of entrants from across the country. The goal is to find the best. Davin DeCurgamo is the author of the book Canadian Whiskey. He's also the chief judge and organizer of the awards. Since the awards began 5 years ago, Davin has seen a distinct trend shift away from Scottish styles of whiskey and a new love for American and Canadian ones.
Nowadays, there's a resurgence in whiskey made from a very large percentage of rye grain. And this is what we're starting to see. It's a very spicy grain, and it produces a whiskey that is quite, well, it's got very robust flavors. A lot of spice, but a lot of other flavors, dark fruits, floral flavors, lilacs, things like this. So, our competition was judged blind. People did not know what they were tasting. And the ones that are made with a lot of rye grain or with 100% rye grain are really rise to the top. They really have risen to the top this time.
The trend towards rye isn't only hitting the top shelf stuff. Rye is also the main ingredient in a new product line from Jim Beam, one of the world's largest mass market whiskey producers. In a nutshell, the differences between whiskey styles lie in the grain. Scotch requires malted barley, bourbon requires corn, and rye whiskey requires, you guessed it, a certain proportion of rye grain. At this year's Canadian Whiskey Awards, it was a rye that took top nods. Meanwhile, at international competitions around the world, it is not necessarily Scottish whiskey that's taking top prizes anymore. Products from Japan, Taiwan, and India have been on the rise. So have American bourbons and Canadian ryes. So what happened to the love for Scotch whiskey? Davin says Scotch is bigger than ever, but often absent from winner's circles.
Well, I think there are two things happening here. First of all, Scotch is doing so well, they don't have to send their whiskey to reviewers anymore. They don't have to send it to the competitions. So other countries are winning because Scotland is not competing. There's that. At the same time, the other Scotch drinkers are, Scotch is pricing itself out of the market, and people are tasting bourbon and say, oh, my, this is fantastic. And so the people's palates are broadening. The people who used to be Scotch snobs are now becoming whiskey snobs. Eventually, they'll become spirit snobs.
And that can be a problem for some of us. The growing love for whiskey styles and the growth of craft distillers means you'll have to dig deeper. Prices for top-notch whiskey have been on the rise in recent years. Top it off with a growing sense among some consumers that they need to be smarter to properly appreciate the stuff in the glass.
It's pricing itself out of the average consumer market. But the thing is that there are so many people there with a lot of money who are willing to pay more. And, how do you price a product? You charge the most you can charge and still sell all of it. I mean, you learn that in school. So I think, yes, bourbon, the price of bourbon is going up. The price of Canadian whiskey, well, we follow America by about 10 years. But you'll start to see more high quality and more expensive Canadian whiskeys. I hope that whiskey doesn't price itself out of the average consumer's price range. But I do think that, eventually it will be something that is financially inaccessible to many people, and as you say, intellectually inaccessible, because people, the more they spend on it, the more afraid they become that they won't appreciate it.
And that's the catch-22 that people like Davin find themselves in. As he himself trumpets the rise and fortunes of Canadian whiskey, he recognizes that success is a double-edged sword. With the rise and fortunes for products like rye comes an inevitable price shift that puts the product out of the reach of consumers who now want it. For CBC Radio, I'm Khalil Akhtar.